Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe in Memphis right now as the Commodore Caravan has made its way down south, standing by with Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee. And coach, I'm excited because your football games are going to be on our radio station starting this fall, and we've gotten to know you over the past few years, but just expanding our partnership, how big is that going to be for the reach of Vanderbilt football?
Well, it's huge. Look, 102.5 is the place, where Nashville goes to hear their sports, and so to have our program a part of that network is awesome and exciting for me, and maybe it means I get to hang out with you guys a little bit more.
I hope so. I mean, we came over before the Tennessee game and had a lot of fun, so we'll be doing more of that for sure. But how'd the spring go for you? Just a simple question like that. I said this to somebody earlier, it's hard to believe this is year three that you're going into, but what would you say was the biggest thing that stood out to you for spring?
Well, we had a good spring, and I think that part of that is that it is year three. I mean, there's expectations are explicit. The guys know what they've signed up for. We're operating at a higher level within the practice structure or off-season training and conditioning programs, and so you would expect there to be improvement in the way we practice and train, and we have. But I also think it's a credit to our coaching staff and to Barton Simmons and his staff that we've evaluated and recruited some players into this program that are helping us change our length and speed and size, and seeing their transformation in front of our eyes is exciting as we plot the course to our future. And so winter and spring were important parts of our team formation. Obviously there's a lot of work out of us, but we felt like we put together two good cycles there where we have the chance to have a great summer. Now
talking with Clark Lee, Vanderbilt football coach, you had some signature wins last year with this team, and you and I were chatting about that earlier, just what that does for confidence for the guys that are coming back and then the guys that are coming in that see what success looks like. So how do you take a win over Kentucky, Florida, those SEC teams, and build off of that into year three?
An important part of that is recognizing and acknowledging how we got to those games. And I think to do that, you have to look at some really disappointing results for us too. It was, we learned in the Wake Forest and Ole Miss games that, we can't let bad play spiral out of control. We have to take control of the things that we have control over and make sure that we're competing with belief for four quarters. If not for those two games, we wouldn't have had those conversations. You look at the Missouri game, which was 17-0 at halftime, and we held the line in the second half defensively. We were able to score a touchdown and took a hitch for 80 yards there late, and then the game ended on a 2-minute possession at midfield, 4th-and-1. Again, that was painful in the moment, but what we recognized was that we have the chance to play four quarters of good football and to position ourselves, despite taking on water early, to win a game. And so, you look at all those things and you say that Kentucky and Florida result came from the learning and growth we experienced through those failures and coming up short. And we have to pull those lessons forward. I think that's important. That's something we've done already. We had 103 days in our team formation winter and spring this semester. We had 70 team meetings. So we are constantly kind of immersed in the language of our program, the lessons of our program, to make sure that we don't lose that foundation. And what we want to do is build upon that foundation and really become a program that's more dangerous on the field. And we'll get there, but it's gonna again take us maximizing and optimizing our time this summer and through fall camp. But we like where we're positioned, and we're anxious to build upon those results.
I know one thing that you've wanted to do since you got here is build the depth on this team. Where do you feel like you're at depth-wise to take you through the grinds of an SEC season?
Well, you said it. I mean, playing in this league is a grind, and I think we're pleased in some ways with how the depth is shaping up. We're young, and so though we have high hopes for some of our second and third line players, that we still need to grow them up. You look at the defensive line, I think we've been able to retain and then develop players that are going to give us that group a chance to make a huge leap, which we need to have happen. at quarterback position, which we haven't made it through a year yet without using two. I love where we are there. And the offensive line, too. We return a ton of starts, a ton of snaps. It's going to allow us to be competitive. And, you know, one of the signatures of Coach Blazek's lines, he likes to play a lot of guys. Well, we have a lot of guys that can be out there and help us win. So it's getting there. You know, we just can't – we can't miss a cycle in our development. We can't miss a cycle in with respect to building chemistry between players. And particularly as a young team, the more time we spend together – you know, the tighter our bonds will be, the cleaner the play will be in the fall.
You mentioned the quarterback position and the depth that you have there, but Ken's coming back as a senior, and AJ now has another year under his belt. So what have you seen specifically out of those two guys in the spring?
Well, AJ had a good spring. I mean, I thought he built upon his freshman performance. You know, I think we also are you know, looking to him to mature as a leader and to understand the role, not just in so far as the play on the field, but also the day in day out aspect of being the starting quarterback in a college football program. That's about him, you know, continuing to mature and grow up and understand the responsibility that he has in that role. And he's getting there, and Joey Lynch is doing a great job of mentoring him through that. But he can also be mentored by a guy like Ken Seals, who again has battled his own adversity and has stayed true to who he is, and I'm really proud of Ken. He's also playing his best football. And so, you know, Ken's not out there just to be the also-ran. He wants to compete for the starting job, and AJ knows that he has to earn it every day. That's part of our program's covenants. And Ken will be pushing along with Drew Dickey and Walt Taylor. It's a competitive room. Those guys have great chemistry together, but when they cross the lines, they're out there to win the job, and it's going to be a situation where they're going to make each other better, and we'll make sure that the guy that's on the field for us is capable of leading the offense.
I do want to ask you, since you've faced him 2 years straight, but Will Levis gets drafted by the Tennessee Titans, former quarterback at Kentucky. What did you see out of him in those matchups that, you know, you think will translate to the NFL?
He's a big, strong, physical, good arm. You know, I thought, you know, he's a guy that I understand why they liked him. I mean, I think he's a prototypical pro quarterback that can do enough athletically to extend plays and to move the chains. But, you know, he's going to have the chance. He's got the arm strength to get the ball where he needs to get it. And he's also got the physical stature in that league to hold up, you know, because that's a whole nother grind when you start talking about 17 games in preseason and the guys that are rushing the passer in the NFL. So, I'm excited for him and excited for the Titans, and obviously we'll look forward to watching his progress down the road.